All right, folks, if you're curious about what's new in Asterisk, Matthew here is going to tell us. Go for it.
All right, I just have to get this mic working. It sounds like it's working. Can everybody hear me? All right, cool. All right, so I'm really excited to be here. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Matthew Fredrickson, and I am the project lead of the Asterisk project at Sangoma. So my job is making sure that Asterisk and other open source projects as well I'm responsible for them. I'm responsible for the day-to-day direction of them, for the teams that are involved there, and it's a lot of fun. If you'd asked me 20 years ago if my job would be getting paid to work on open source software, I would have been very surprised. But for the whole industry, things have changed quite a bit, and that's actually not quite so uncommon. And so it's kind of neat that that there are many people that are able to do that nowadays. So usually in these presentations, what I do is I try to talk a little about what's going on with the Asterisk project, what's happened in the last major release, and then a little bit about what's happened since the last major release. And so that's how the format of these things usually go. Just a little bit of review. These are kind of the big relevant major branches that we maintain and support in the Asterisk project. We support multiple major branches at the same time, for those who aren't familiar. The 16.x branch is the latest LTS release, and it has received 7 bug fix releases, and the current point release on is 16.7.0. 15.x has received 1 bug fix release, and current is 15.7.4. And 13.x, which is the former LTS, which is still active, has received 7 bug fix releases, and current is 13.30.0. And across all those branches, over the past year or so since I made these slides, which was in October, I made this particular slide, there were about 1,500 merge code reviews that went into those branches. So lots and lots of outside contribution. Asterisk, the community forum, here's some fun statistics that you may or may not be interested in, but there were over 10,000 different posts in the same annual period with over 800 new contributors. And if you have any questions about Asterisk, the project, or how to use it, if you're not familiar with it, it's a great place to start. I'm a little bit old school. I like mailing lists and things like that. But more and more, it seems like people are moving towards forums and things like that. So you can have what you want. There's mailing lists as well. There's IRC channels. But the community forums is a great place to get started to get probably the bulk of the community. So Asterisk 17 was released. That was actually in October of this last year. There were approximately 500 different code reviews and about 60 individual contributors that were involved in that release. So it's a very, very big project. Lots of people involved, lots of people from all over the world, not just at one particular, at Sangoma or at one particular company. There's people everywhere that contribute to the project. Here are a number of some of the prominent contributors. This isn't everybody, because you couldn't see any names if I'd gotten everybody on here, but here were a lot of them. I always try to highlight the people that contribute a lot to the project. And so if your name is on here, I thank you very much for your effort and your diligence in going through with the code merging process that we have with Asterisk. There's a little bit of effort that's involved in it in order for us to make sure all our automation, make sure the code's clean and things like that. So if you're on this slide, or if you contribute a patch and you're not on this slide, I thank you very much for doing that. So Asterisk 17, let's talk about what's new in the Asterisk 17 release. WebRTC video quality improvements is one category I'd like to highlight, ARI additions. Who is familiar with ARI in the context of Asterisk? Is anybody familiar with it? Hands up, please. Okay, so there's a few people. ARI is Asterisk REST interface. It's a programmatic configuration or programmatic control interface for Asterisk. It's a REST-based interface, so you can write it, and if you're familiar with REST-style web applications, you can manipulate telephone calls and things like that using a REST-style interface as well in Asterisk. There are some internal API simplifications, a little bit of talk about metrics, and my last category is miscellaneous fun. So first off, for the last few major releases of Asterisk, we've been pushing forward the video support and trying to improve things. We added SFU functionality to Asterisk. And as we continue to raise the bar as far as the technology space goes, within our, you know, how we implement it within Asterisk, we added support over this last major